Welcome to the Tell Us Something podcast. I'm Mark Moss, your host. Tell Us Something seeks to celebrate the craft of live storytelling. The Missoula community comes together for a night of shared stories told live, focused on a theme. Tell Us Something is a quarterly event. Everyone has a story. What's yours? This quarter's Tell Us Something was recorded on October 9th, 2014, at the Top Hat Lounge in Missoula, Montana. This edition of Tell Us Something was the premier event at Humanity Montana's Festival of the Book and was part of the Missoula Public Library's The Big Read. 11 storytellers shared their story based upon the theme, The Things We Carry. This week's story comes to us from Michael LaPointe and is titled, What Business Do You Have with Mario? Or Get This Kid a Cannoli. Thank you for listening.
Ooh, all right. Hey. Wow, there's a lot more people in the back than I thought I'd see when I got up here. All right. My story is not unlike Castaway in that there's a package that I carry. A little bit of a spoiler alert here. You know Castaway, when it ends, you don't know what's in the package? I'm going to tell you right now. At the end of my story, I don't know. I don't know what I delivered. I don't know what I carried. But it's who I carried it to that matters. I moved here from Brooklyn, New York, and I gotta take a deep breath here. I moved here from Brooklyn. I lived in this neighborhood called Greenpoint. I couldn't move back into Greenpoint if I wanted to. It's way too expensive and super cool. But when I lived there, it was all Polish people. A Polish restaurant below me, and the neighborhood next door was all Hasidic Jews, and a couple streets down, Italians everywhere. Great people. Great cannolis. So I lived in this apartment with these three great girls, and every time we'd have a problem, like the upstairs apartment got bed bugs, and now suddenly like I got a bump, and I'm itching, and we called our landlord, called the landlord's son or cousin. His name's Baccio. We called Baccio, and we're like, Baccio, we got a problem. And he's like, do we have a problem or do you have a problem? And I'm like, whoa. Okay, I have a problem. Look, we have bed bugs. Can you help us out? And he was like, I can help you out, but you know your rent's pretty cheap right now. And if I take care of that, then I'm going to have to charge you a little more. We're like, okay, we'll take care of it. Three times. So I collected rent from these three lovely ladies I lived with, and I would go bring the rent check down to Baccio at the Italian bakery, probably like 8 blocks away. We didn't write the check to Baccio. We wrote the check to Mario, Mario Fortunato. Mario Fortunato was an old man who was in prison, and he was in prison for having someone killed. I told my brother who my landlord was, and he was like, do you write a check to that guy? That guy's in jail. It was in the New York Post, you know? So I'd, you know, put the checks in my pocket and bike on down, and I'd go into the Italian bakery, and I'd go up to the counter, and some lady would be like, how can I help you? I'd be like, hey, is Baccio here? I'd be like, yeah, sure. And this guy would come out, hey, how can I help you? And I'd be like, nah, you're not Baccio. And he's like, oh, you mean my cousin Baccio. So then Baccio would come out and be like, how can I help you? And I'd be like, dude, I've been paying you rent for 3 years. Here it is again. Uh-oh, sorry, man. Do you need a cappuccino?
Yes.
So things are great in this apartment. And we're hanging out, and I get this package one day. It's in this little cardboard FedEx, like express mail sort of thing. And it's addressed to Mario Fortunato. I don't know how many apartments these guys have. I know they got the bakery. I know that this guy's in prison. I know that there's two Baccios. And I listen to it, and I like tilt it on one side, and something like, dooga, dooga, dooga. I'm like, yeah. I tilt it on, dooga, 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 dooga. I'm like, do I open it? Do I open it and maybe get killed? Is it like poison or a bomb or a human hand? I don't know. And it sits for days. I'm like sniffing it too, like, okay. And eventually I'm like, I gotta get rid of this thing, you know? First of the month comes up, I throw my rent in my pocket, I throw the box in the backpack, and I bike down to the bakery, and I walk in, and I'm like, hey, is Baccio here? This guy comes out, and I'm like, you're not Baccio. And so the other Baccio comes out, and he's like, how can I help you? I'm like, dude, it's me again, every month. Here's the rent, and by the way, I've got this package. It's addressed to Mario. And he says, that's Mario over in the corner. And like straight out of a Sopranos or something, I turn around and there's like this little sunroom. And in the back corner, there's like eight dudes with their shirts half unbuttoned and gold chain and gray hair. It's like slicked back and they're all like kind of shoulders under. They're all talking to each other. I'm like, okay, it's Mario. And I walk on over and I'm standing there and I'm like way too hip. My pants are rolled up and I got a hat on. This guy stands up, he's like, can I help you? And I'm like, I'm looking for Mario. And he goes, what business do you have with Mario? I'm like, I've been his tenant for 4 years, and I keep paying him rent. It's a great place. And I got this box addressed to him. And the guy says, this is Mario right here. And in the corner, this tiny guy is really like, his body was caving in on itself. And he kind of gives me a wave, and I say, oh, sir, thank you so much. The apartment's great, you know. And he kind of doesn't say anything. He just nods. And I, like, give the package to the one guy who hands the package to the other guy. And that's it. Turn around. I start walking out. And the guy's like, hey, you want a cannoli? Linda, get this kid a cannoli. Hey, Linda, get this kid a cannoli. Come on, kid, get a cannoli. So I get my cannoli and my cappuccino, and I walk out back to my bike. And this is the weirdest part is, you know, I'm sitting there and I'm unlocking my bike and I look down the sidewalk and out comes Mario, I guess, with the package, and he opens a black sedan and he hands it into the back seat of the sedan and they close the door. I'm like, what the hell did I just do? What am I part of? Oh, man. And I go home and I tell my brother, and my brother has been living in New York for like 15 years. And he's like, oh, my God, what did you get yourself involved in? You're going to have pocket packages showing up at your house. He's going to be calling you. Hey, can you deliver this over to this guy? Like, no, no. So in the end, I don't know what it was. And I have a lot of things I like to imagine it was. And I hope that all of you can think of something scandalous, you know. But that and a couple other reasons is why I ended up leaving New York and finding a home here for me in Montana. Thanks.
Tell Us Something is proud to be fiscally sponsored by Missoula Community Foundation, a 501c3 organization. Missoula Community Foundation has been providing leadership to Missoula nonprofits and inspiring long-term philanthropy in Missoula since 2007. For the good of Missoula, forever. MissoulaCommunityFoundation.org. Thank you for your support of live storytelling and local art. Thanks to the bookstore at the University of Montana, a local bookstore serving the students, faculty, and staff of the University of Montana, as well as the Missoula community. MontanaBookstore.com. Fact and Fiction, where books, authors, ideas, and readers interact. FactandFictionBooks.com. Top Hat Lounge, bringing great music to Missoula for over 60 years. The Top Hat now serves food and offers, in addition to great music, comedy shows, film, performance art, and storytelling. TopHatLounge.com. Haley Faust. Haley is a graphic and media designer based in the heart of the Rocky Mountains. From concept to final design launch, Haley puts her heart and soul into your design project. HaleyFaust.com. Zoo City Apparel, custom screen printing, ZooCityApparel.BigCartel.com. Rock and Rudy's, your source for the best music, gifts, and more. Great music, great people. RockandRudy's.com. Podcast production by Nathan Zavalny of Missoula Soundworks, MissoulaSoundworks.com. Thank you to everyone who attends the events, those of you who download the podcasts, and to the storytellers, Luke Morgan Algayer, Marlise Borchers, Michael Lapointe, Jenna Lyons, Kyle McAfee, Melissa Bangs, Jim Ambrose, Francis Scott, Jeremy Smith, Tamara Love, and Josh Wagner. Find us on Facebook and Twitter. The next Tell Us Something is scheduled for February 17th at the Top Hat. The theme is adventure. See you then. Want to tell a story? Call us at 406-203-4683 or email us from the website at tellussomething.org to pitch your story idea.